Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Los Angeles Lakers and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Lakers come in with a record of 10-12, Cavs meanwhile 15-9. Lakers, that record is deceiving though. They are 8-2 over their last 10 with a few signature wins, most notably against Milwaukee a little while ago, and they are on a 3-game winning streak. Cleveland meanwhile, same thing, 7-3, so just one game worse, did lose their last contest however. Let's take a look at the numbers. Lakers coming in averaging 114.8 per game. That's 11th best in the NBA. Cleveland a shade under that 111.3, which is 17th. Defenses. Lakers allowing 115.2 per contest. Cavs much better in this department. 10 points better, in fact, 105 per contest allowed. Turnovers. Lakers do an average job at that, 14.5 per game. Cavs about the same, a little worse at 15.1. Looking at the shooting numbers, Lakers shoot 47.3% from the field. Basically the same for the Cavs, 47.5. Three-point shooting numbers, Cavs much better in this department, 37.8. Lakers just 33%. Free throw percentage, Lakers at 79.7. And about the same for the Cavs, maybe a point higher, 80.8. Looking at the bench scoring, Lakers get 35.5 points per game from their bench, 29.3 for the Cavs. So that could be an important factor in this game. Cleveland won the first meeting of the season between these two clubs, 114-100. Neither team played last night. Lakers, no injuries to report. Cleveland has Jared Allen listed as doubtful. I think Allen's a key to this game. Assuming he doesn't play, I think that gives the Lakers the edge. Anthony Davis playing like the best player in basketball right now. Russell Westbrook seems to have found his groove as a sixth man, and LeBron is still LeBron. I think you have a win for the Lakers in the end. And that is your on-court look of Lakers and Cavs. Coming up, we will look at the betting lines in this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA. This is our betting preview of the Los Angeles Lakers at Cleveland Cavaliers. As we record, the Lakers getting 4 points on the road. Cleveland just a 4-point favorites. See some 4.5s out there as well as you do your Tuesday morning line shopping. Total, right where we expected it to be, 225, kind of taking into consideration how the Cavs play at home in the Lakers' hot stretch here. ATS records, Lakers 10-12 overall, 4-6 on the road, but 8-2 ATS in their last 10 games. Cleveland 13-9-2 overall, 9-1-1 on the home court, and 5-3-2 in their last 10 games. A hot team in their last 10, and team that plays very well at home. The Lakers have gone over the total 12 of their 22 games this year, 12-10 over record, a 10-14 to the over mark for the Cavs, 14 of their 24 going under the total. Both teams last played on Sunday. As for the Lakers, though, this is the third game of a 6-game road trip for them. Matchup notes, this is the second final meeting this season between these teams. Cavs won 114-100 in L.A. back on November the 6th. Overall matchup, the over has hit 7 of 8 in Cleveland and the over 13 of 18 overall. Now, I will note the last game did stay under the total. Team trends, Lakers 4 straight on the road, ATS. That's their current run, and they've hit over 9 of their last 10 games, taking on teams with winning records. Cavs under in their last 5 overall and the last 5 at home as well, and they have played 4 straight unders, playing on a day's rest. Injury-wise, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, both probable for tonight. Jared Allen for the Cavs out indefinitely with a back. I think this one lines up for the Cavs as the pick here. They play very well at home, much better home team than a road team. I think the number got a little shorter because of the Lakers' recent success. So Cavs minus 4 feels like a comfortable pick here in this spot. And I am leaning under to kind of playing the Cleveland at-home trends. Cleveland does have the top defense in the league. And a higher point total, I think, as I alluded to before, goes to how the Lakers have played of late. So, and the last 5 games at home for Cleveland, one other note here I want to mention, last 5 at home, 102 against Atlanta is the highest point total they have allowed. So, Cavs a pick here and definitely a lean to the under. More NBA previews as we're stacking the NBA with all the matchups each and every day. Find Stacking the NBA on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, Stacking the NBA, our betting preview of the Cavs and Lakers.